Hello, everyone. This is Andrea Dumbecki, and this is Angel Life Makeover. You can find me at angelfairyhealing.com. All right, so it's great to be here with all of you in February, the month of love, and I'm making this podcast today to celebrate love and romance and all of the beautiful heart energies of February. So before I get started, I have a few announcements to make. I did just finish my new unicorn deck called the Unicorn Memoirs Oracle, and that is available on my site, angelfairyhealing.com, in the store under Oracle Card Decks. I've been working on this deck for years, and I might even make an expanded version of it eventually, but right now it has 33 cards, a 16-page booklet, and I really am happy with the way it came out. It has lots of unicorn magic. It has my original unicorn digital art and healing messages. I am also releasing a special February Twin Flame email reading and energy healing. And for that, there's two options: to bless and bring awareness to your existing relationship. That means maybe bringing up karmic issues that may be blocking love and intimacy. Also bringing up some beautiful past life memories of time you spent together. We'll also be doing some heart healing and blessing. And if you're single, you can choose the option of doing some romantic karmic healing and looking at your romantic future and getting a blessing on that. And that's the Twin Flame email reading that I'm offering this month. I'm also releasing a Twin Flame healing meditation that will be available within a few days. And I also have a special mini reading using my new Unicorn Oracle deck. As usual, I am praying for all of you and the world, and I am so happy to be here and connect with all of you. So let's get started. Today we will be doing a Twin Flame Heart Romance Angel Blessing for February, and we're going to be working deeply with the heart energies, with the angels, to do some healing on our broken hearts. We all have broken hearts to an extent, you know, lost loved ones, lost loves. And it's really important for us to do some heart healing and open to the love, romance, and happiness that is available to us right now. We're also going to be working with the twin flame energy, and there's so many like controversial issues around the twin flame energy. I meet a lot of people that think they met their twin flame and they can't be with them, and it's like a really kind of dramatic thing. But for me, as I explore the twin flame energy, I feel it's the deepest level of self-love, and meeting your twin on this planet in human form, and what I like to call is the highest match to match your twin flame at this time on earth. And when you come together with your twin flame, you are destined to create magical things together. You might be writing, doing art, building beautiful things, but you are really evolving in a higher dimensional way together, and you can only really meet when you've evolved to a certain point of self-mastery. So I would like to work with everybody to bring in some healing, awareness, and most of all, magical, loving energies to the concept of twin flame. We're going to be doing some exploring and energy healing with the angels today around that. So let's first connect with the romance angels. I do feel cherubs, cupid-like angels working with us. There's also some pink goddess-like angels that are working, they say, to bring in the higher concepts of love. That means self-love, romantic love, love of God, loving the universe, being content within ourselves. And so what do we visualize when we think of love? We think of chocolates and pink roses and hearts. So just bring in the energy of love to you now and that blessing. And we're going to be doing some healing on any betrayal or heartache that you have experienced with past lovers, maybe an ex, maybe you were divorced, maybe your love passed away. If you have any of those issues, now we're going to bring up some healing and awareness to any lost loves. We're bringing in forgiveness, acceptance, and gratitude for all the beautiful time that you have shared together. We are now opening our hearts on a deeper level to the love that is available to us right now. And we see the many layers of the heart chakra opening, expanding, healing, evolving on a multidimensional level to accept the evolution of love to know that love changes forms but never leaves us, and to know that we are safe to love. We're releasing any negative ideas about love, anywhere where we may be tainted or discouraged or sarcastic, releasing all that now and just bringing in that innocent, loving energy. We're releasing some past life issues, some negative programming from families, ancestry, and just blessing that whole area. I also feel that if anyone has any bitterness around love, we're releasing that now. Bitterness, negative attitudes, negative belief systems, trauma, releasing all that now. And just opening our heart to the highest form of love and connecting with that twin flame energy now. Whether that twin flame energy is coming from people who are on the planet right now, an existing lover, a partner at this moment, or on the other side, just connecting with that beautiful, it's an angelic, high dimensional spiritual energy, that beautiful twin flame energy, connecting with that now. And we're opening the heart chakra, we're opening the crown chakra to the evolution of love on the higher realm and to see your path romantically. Bring in any awareness, any secret awareness too. I feel many people say they want to be alone or they're not lonely, but they really are. So we're going to bring up anywhere where we've been lying to ourselves or others and just bring up that vulnerable part of ourselves that maybe desires to be loved, desires to have a partner, desires all that. Just bringing that up, give that up to the angels, pour your heart out to the angels. If you're in an existing relationship, we're bringing up also anything that's blocking love and romance. Maybe there's a past bitterness, maybe something you need to forgive and let go of, a grudge you've been holding, a judgment, a fear. Just releasing anything that blocks love now, releasing anything that blocks love. And just bringing our heart into the present moment, into a higher dimensional awareness. And now let's connect with that twin flame energy. Let's meditate on that twin flame energy and what it means to us. All right. Thank you for listening. Many blessings of heart healing and happiness. This is Andrea Dembecki. You could reach me at angelfairyhealing.com.